Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. There are changes coming to the National Geodetic Survey that could affect GPS used for precision ag, surveying, or construction. Luke Fuhrer, a precision ag engineer with Iowa State University's Digital Ag Innovation Lab, joins me today to talk about how this will affect ag uses in Kansas. Luke, welcome to the show.
Perfect. Thank you for having me today, Greg.
Luke, starting off, just what's going on with GPS and how might it affect farmers engaging with precision ag?
Absolutely. So this has been a long time coming now. So the NGS, or the National Geodetic Survey group, like you'll typically hear me probably for the rest of this just say NGS, is actually retiring two outdated reference systems. So we typically refer to those as datums. So these are, the U.S. has used these two datums that they're retiring now for quite some time. So you have both the North American data of 1983. So that's kind of a normal horizontal location, as well as the North American vertical datum of 1988. So that one's more for that Z-axis or that elevation axis. So they're finally going out and they're retiring these. The main reason for this is kind of the current system is a little bit flawed. So the NAD83 is known to be offset by about 7 foot or so now. So, I mean, the tectonic plates of the earth are, you know, they're constantly shifting every year. And it's been a little while since we've had a datum shift like this. So we've kind of had a little bit of compounding going on now. So this is a big shift that's coming. So basically with this, so both the NAD83 as well as the NAVD88, both are kind of off by several feet now that we've had these shifts in the earth. And so the U.S. is trying to go ahead and get online with new datums. That way they can align better with maybe some modern global systems. I mean, you've got like Europe's Galileo as well as Russia's GLONASS. So those are their satellite systems. So we're trying to align better with that. The main impact we're probably currently going to see in the precision ag space in particular is, you know, that's going to be shifting those AB lines. We're going to be shifting boundaries, you know, potentially some misalignment of data if we do not correctly go in and, you know, fit, you know, follow these new either calibrations or these new procedures that are coming out in 2026.
One of my questions is, this won't affect everyone equally. So who is most likely to feel these impacts?
So that's completely correct. Not everybody is going to feel this equally. So definitely, I'm going to go kind of most affected first. Typically, those are going to be farmers either likely using local RTK-based networks. So a lot of those are based off of the NAD83. So those local RTK-based stations, those will be affected, as well as potentially some like state-run RTN or real-time networks. I know here in Iowa, we have Iowa RTN, that those customers or those users will very much so see that, as well as likely some surveyors, some engineers, GIS, or, you know, geographic information system professionals. Those will also likely see some shifts, a lot bigger issues with that. However, I do kind of caveat and put the, you know, kind of go into the least affected category or so. And that's a lot of, you know, those are farmers, growers, users who are maybe using a little bit lower level GPS systems, lower accuracy GPS systems, like WAAS is a good example of them. Whereas in reality, those systems are already, we say they're a few, we usually refer to as meters, just, you know, basing it off of the world. So those are probably around that 3 to 6 foot off anyways. A good example would be like your phone. You're not going to get a super precise measurement of exactly where you're at. I know everybody has dropped a pin somewhere and then, you know, you or someone sent you a pin and you end up, you know, down a little ways or something happened with it. So they're probably going to see the least effect with that. As well as some of those least affected would likely, or maybe not even affected at all, would be some of those major commercial satellite RTK platforms. So I know like Deere's already gone on with one platform. They've already gone on and kind of made a preemptive statement, definitely something we're going to do as well coming into 2026 to kind of get some quotes from and some information from these major OEMs and these major GPS distributors. But like Deere is a good example that currently they're saying, you know, their systems are satellite based, so they're not going to have any problems. And their users won't have any issues.
For those folks who are still using ground-based networks, When will this rollout happen? Will this be felt immediately, or is this something that they have some time even yet? If you're going to get into the field early or something, say March, is that too late, or do they need to be updating now?
So the good thing is, and I wanted to make sure I did my homework before I got on and told anybody any information, of course, you know, to make sure I do that right. So this is according to the NGS's website. So if you go there, there's actually a little side tab that's labeled, let me just make sure I quote that completely right. It's new datums frequently asked questions. So that's on their current website. And if you read down a few of those little steps, they're saying this will be implemented in like mid 2026. We all know they love to not give an exact date. There are also a few things that they're having to kind of implement, either some of the, maybe some software, firmware, different infrastructure. And I think if I read it correctly, there's a little bit of a voting going on, making sure that they're approving this whole system before they roll it out. So again, kind of look for that mid 2026 or so range. I hate to say that because I like, you know, I'm an engineer. So I very much so like, give me June 2nd. Like that's my drop dead date. But currently their best, they say, is mid 2026.
But still not too soon to start thinking about this and looking at it. So how should farmers affected prepare to make the transition? Say they strip tilled in the fall. Can they recalibrate their existing AB lines, or do they need to be remapped?
So that's a great, great thing. Obviously, I'm a big person on being be proactive with whatever you do. So go ahead. So there are some tools. So NAG or NGS does provide some free tools out there. They have some coordinate conversion and transformation tools on there. They're free. You just go on their website. And so they've got some tools that are on there. That's, I think, mostly is looking at some point and some line shifts. But a lot of our major GPS providers will likely have their own, you know, their own corrections or their own calibration procedure that they're going to put out if that is needed. So we are, again, we've kind of talked. I know like we've had some preemptive talks with like Case as a good example. And they were kind of like, hey, yeah, we're going to have a solution coming out. We're working on it, you know, and this was several months ago. So they just weren't ready quite yet to give a full explanation of how they're going to handle it. But likely this is something that I would even recommend even for your deer users, even though they've already said it, go ahead, go talk to your dealership, talk to them, say, hey, where are we at with this? What are you recommending we do? It is one of those things that definitely the easiest way to do this, I definitely would say, go ahead and make sure you back up all of your AB lines, your boundaries, your control points, whatever those may be, go ahead and back those up. Be prepared. Have a copy of those, you know, a good copy that's saved to a good safe spot. Don't put it in the USB drive or some dark, you know, some folder way off that you'll never find again. But so make it accessible. But this is definitely something I'd recommend. Go ahead and back those up and start maybe play with some of those free tools on the NGS website. See what that looks like. See how much that may affect some of your AB lines, some of those boundaries. Go ahead and do that as well. But we're kind of. I think a lot of us are in that holding pattern fully for, you know, different OEMs for how they're going to handle this change.
And I know you've been making the rounds on this topic quite a bit. Are there any misconceptions or maybe rumors out there that you've encountered or come across that would be good to address now and that this is not going to be the end of the world? Yes, there's going to be a little paperwork involved, but that's life, right?
That is definitely a big thing. This is, I hate to tell everybody, this is inevitable. This is coming. This is not something that, you know, we can just, you know, be the ostrich, stick our head in the sand. That's not how this is, you know, if we just cover our eyes, it's not a problem. That's definitely not how it's going to be. This is coming. This will likely affect, farming operations or different surveying operations. This is coming and it's a real, you know, this is a real thing. So, and I definitely kind of one of the big misconceptions I had wrote down is, you know, this is just a software update. It says, you know, while, you know, equipment firmware updates are necessary, you know, this is a change to the fundamental mathematical model of the earth. So that, you know, it's not just a patch, it's a recalibration of, you know, high accuracy GPS systems. Like this is, and again, we're not talking we're shifting it a half inch, we're shifting it, you know, 3 inches. I mean, we're talking feet that this is going to move. So, you know, this could put you in your neighbor's fence row. This could, you know, put your boundary over the road. This, you know, you're not going to be in the right place if you do not follow proper procedure. Also, kind of one of the misconceptions probably or potentially that are out there, I just want to get in front of it, is that the old datums will disappear, that, you know, come 2026, you know, we all pop the fireworks off and, you know, we all are singing when the New Year's comes and boom, they're gone. That's definitely not it. Like I kind of said, you know, this is, they're going to gradually change this in. They understand that this is a bigger change. So they're going to bring this in. But however, continue to use, you know, you can use those for now. But make sure you start, you know, if you are starting to maybe play with some of those conversions, some of those transformations, make sure you're saving copies of those and be prepared. And or again, whenever, you know, these major OEMs, these major brands do come out with a solution, make sure you're on top of those because, you know, you don't want to be, oh, man, I've got to get my boundary shift. I've got to get my AB lines back. And you're, you know, I need to be in the field tomorrow. That's not the time to do it. So we have time to be prepared.
Anything else that I haven't asked that we need to cover?
So an important takeaway is this change, again, it's not arbitrary. It's a vital step. I think this is a long-term data stability and accuracy step that we're going forward. So it's called a growing pain if we must. Again, it's been long overdue. It's been a few years since we've seen this. These kinds of shifts happen. They do this occasionally, again, to make sure we're staying with where we are currently with the shifting of those tectonic plates and just kind of how things move. We just want to make sure we're there and accurate. So definitely it's a big thing that hopefully this is something that's well done, you know, that we follow these procedures. Our major OEMs come out with a great, great procedure for handling these steps going forward.
It's Luke Fuhrer, a precision ag engineer with Iowa State University's Digital Ag Innovation Lab. Luke, thanks for coming on today and talking about all things GPS.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for tuning in and visiting with me today.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.